Thousands of Christians remain homeless yet faithful in Nigeria. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says 8-year-old Dala was severely burned when militant Fulani attacked his village in late June.
Dala arrived at the hospital and this nurse overheard him as he was being unloaded praying. He was praying, "Lord, forgive the people who did this to us. Forgive the attackers." What an amazing example of faithfulness from an 8-year-old boy in Nigeria.
Find prayer needs and more ways that you can get involved at missionnews.org. Next, government schools in Lebanon have added a second shift so that more refugee children can attend. But Tent Schools International's Rawan Haddad shares,
"More than half of who is refugee kids still need a place for learning.
Many kids aren't attending school because it's just too far to walk. That's why Tent Schools is providing education in facilities that are closer to the kids. Pray that the education would ensure a future even when they return to their country. And we'll end our conversation today with a look at Christian identity. Set Free Ministries' Pete Neuer says, basing your identity on performance instead of scripture results in frustration.
We had a young man walk in to Set Free and actually had a rope burn around his neck. He had tried to hang himself that morning. Don ended up working with him, and by the end of the day, he walked out with a smile on his face.
The same scriptures and lessons that helped this young man can be found at our website. The details on how you can find them in just a moment. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations that helps folks discover who they are in Christ. This is the resource we mentioned in our last story. So get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at the top of the page at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.